Everybody who listens to the Ari Hoffman Show knows that I don't pay for my car tabs. Well, that's not entirely true right now. All three of my cars happen to have their car tabs on them because one, the wife drives, one, the kids drive, and my own little tax rebellion doesn't need to affect them. And then, of course, I got a new car this year where I'm forced to buy my car tabs. But typically, I don't pay for my car tabs because we voted for $30 car tabs. The Supreme Court overrode that for no reason whatsoever. And at the end of the day, the money's going to a light rail system. It's going to Sound Transit, which is just an absolute ripoff. Now, mind you, that's my own little tax rebellion. I'm not telling anybody else to do the exact same thing. That's on me because the fines that I get are actually less than paying for the registration. But there's a gentleman sitting in my studio right now who's taking on the government at a much higher level with his own little tax rebellion. Joining me now in studio, Nirav Sheth, who is running for Congress in Washington's 10th District. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Ari. It's an honor.
Oh, such a pleasure to have you here, my friend. So I saw your post on social media, and it says you lost your insurance and you're not paying your taxes until you can get insurance again. Now, is that because of Washington's failed policies or something else? Explain the whole situation to us.
Let me correct the whole thing. So my insurance will be dropped if I don't get the insurance by September 29th.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't get to renew my insurance, I will stop paying taxes because I will have no choice. My landlord will kick me out from my businesses, all three of those. My bank will default me on my SBA loan. Altogether, I have $3.2 million debt. What do you want me to do with that?
Right.
I'll be on the street again.
What are your businesses?
So I got three Meineke Car Care Center, one in Des Moines, one in Gig Harbor, one in Silverdale, and also have one, an Italian restaurant in Normandy Park.
So which one's the one that's hit most often?
All four.
All four. So I assume they're coming into the Meineke places just to steal whatever it is they can. Hopefully, I mean, unfortunately, car parts and things of that nature. And I assume with the restaurant, they're coming in just because they think there's cash in the register, and putting up a sign that says no cash or whatever it is probably doesn't do the trick.
No, it doesn't. They took the whole register last year.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it costed me more than $10,000 to get the new system. And last March in 2023, they broke into my Gig Harbor shop at 1 at night, and they stole 7 customer cars and 49 to 50 pair of keys.
7 cars
in
were stolen
night.
In one night from the shop. They just stole the cars.
Stole cars, yeah.
Unbelievable. So what do elected officials say when you talk to them about this stuff?
Nothing. No response.
Not even a single response from any of them. Unbelievable. So I assume this is why you're running for Congress.
Yes, it was all together. So there are more than about 15 or maybe up to 19 incidents separately in last 18 months or more altogether. Two employees got killed by overdose of fentanyl. Two employees got beaten up by gang members in Des Moines because they were trying to stop the carjacking.
Mm-hmm.
It was last year. It was on the news. So the guy pulled a gun on my managers. He was a gang member or something, and the gun was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So that all those reasons, basically, I can sit. I can sit and watch. I have built everything from being scratch. I came here as a homeless, as a student, and I was homeless for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Then from being homeless to U.S. Marines, then a police officer, then after that, multiple business owner. It's a hard work, but this is what we call American dream. People who are born here call it American way of life. It's the same thing. All those things are at risk at this moment.
So then I got to ask, why are you running for Congress and not, for example, a city council or not county job or something more local that could address these things head on? Because the federal solutions, well, you have to deal with 500 other crazies between the Senate and the House and everything else to get something passed.
Because this is not just going on in local level. It's going on in a whole nation. And I love this country. I want to serve it. That's why I want to go to national level. I want to address those issues because all those issues, ultimately, they are connected. Border, you name it, drugs, open border, basically, not just on the border.
Mm-hmm.
And open border, not just from south, also over north in Washington State. Or I went to Canada from Washington State with Jonathan Cho. We crossed the border. Means I crossed the border without an ID on me and came back without an ID on me.
Oh, you went through the Peace Arch area where
yes,
they
where
you could just walk across. You know what's funny is I used to do youth trips, and we would go to Canada all the time. We'd go to Vancouver, and the kids would be like, look, I'm on one side, I'm on the other side. And I remember thinking to myself, this is really, really dumb. And if somebody wanted to exploit this one day, they could, and now they are.
They are, yes. Giant Chinese national. We saw Indians from Asia, a lot of other countries. The people who want to come over here and make their life better, it's okay. Means it's illegal. But we have people, criminals, terrorists, coming over too, which is dangerous for our community.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Nirav, if people want to support you, learn more about you, donate to your campaign, what's the best way for them to do so?
Go for ShathforCongress.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm X now.
Well, you should definitely follow you on Twitter because you never know what announcement's coming next.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's me.
I will say it is a very entertaining Twitter account to follow. So definitely go check that out. Nirav Sheth, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Ari.
Always a pleasure.